First full week for the legislature this week, Senator, and among the highlights is the governor's annual budget address. The State of the State was delivered on Wednesday.
Yes, I always look forward to hearing the governor's State of the State. He had a great message yesterday, had a lot of positive things and positive priorities in the budget for this year. Some of those were dealing with public safety. A couple of the highlights in public safety were $1 million to eliminate the Highway Patrol's backlog of over 600 untested rape kits, and then near and dear to my district as well, $4 million to repair state-funded levees. We've had quite a bit of flooding through these past 9-10 months, and we want to make sure that those levees are repaired so our farmers can get their crops out this spring. Another budget priority for the governor was health care. One of the priorities was $5 million to maintain funds for 3,600 Missourians to receive substance abuse treatment, such as for opioid addiction. We all know that opioid addiction is a serious problem, not only here in Missouri, but in the United States. And so any money that we can set aside to help those with opioid addiction, I fully support. Also included in that particular budget was $1 million to invest in housing for homeless veterans. Having Whiteman Air Force Base in my district, we do have quite a few veterans in Missouri as well as in the 21st Senatorial District. These men and women fought for our rights and our freedoms, and most certainly we want to do everything that we can help our veterans succeed after they leave the military. As far as education goes, the governor had quite a few priorities. One was a core increase to higher education. Also, $10 million investment to continually fully fund the K-12 foundation formula. The governor's priorities also included a $10 million increase for school transportation, $500,000 increase for Bright Flight scholarships. These are some of Missouri's brightest and most intelligent kids, and we want to make sure that they stay here in Missouri schools when they go to college. And then the governor also talked about infrastructure. One of the priorities is $50 million for a 50-50 state-local transportation cost share program. I know that I've had several county commissioners contact me about the need for additional revenue to help with maintaining bridges and roads within their counties, and most certainly this will be one place that they can look in order to try and add that additional revenue for those programs. And then representing the 21st Senatorial District, I do have a lot of rural area. Broadband is very important, not only to Missouri, but especially in rural areas in the 21st Senatorial District. So I was very glad to see that the governor's recommendations include $5 million increase for rural broadband grants. These grants would go toward homes and cities within the 21st Senatorial District, as well as throughout rural Missouri. But we have a lot of small businesses, farmers, even school kids that need access to broadband so they can complete schoolwork, so they can sell their products on the internet. So this is very important to the 21st Senatorial District.
Now that you've heard from the governor, this is where, and the Senate Appropriations Committee has already met, this is where that committee picks things up and really starts to work.
Yes, we did take public testimony this week. We heard from a number of individuals and agencies and organizations that were requesting funds for this next fiscal year, which starts July 1st of 2020. A lot of great testimony by public, and so we will look at the governor's recommendations for his budget and make some changes to reflect priorities not only for the 21st Senatorial District, but for others throughout Missouri, and come up with a comprehensive plan.